Wayne Horvitz is one of those musicians who does almost everything, from leading a small group of improvisers to conducting a big band, from composing for symphony orchestra to running a nightclub. The Seattle-based keyboard player turned 60 this year, and he's celebrating by adding even more to his schedule, playing birthday concerts on both coasts. Marcy Silman from member station KUOW has this profile.
When Wayne Horvitz decided to move from his native New York to Seattle in 1988, many of his East Coast cronies were shocked.
How's your music going to change because you're in the Northwest and it's more mellow? And, you know, I don't buy that.
Horvitz says he actually forged the musical voices New York friends knew as a college student in California.
I like to joke, I probably have said this too often, that I've been recycling the same 8 licks since I was 17, but I like that. I mean, having a personal language is important to me.
Horvitz brought that style back to New York in the mid-1970s, where he became part of the downtown music scene, alongside guitarist Bill Frisell and composer John Zorn. But 2 decades of the New York hustle finally wore him down.
I just wanted a quieter place. Of course, within 3 years of moving here, I was just as swamped and overwhelmed as that, which is, you know, nature abhors a vacuum and an artist abhors, you know, whatever.
Horvitz says he got to Seattle about 2 minutes before a grunge hit. His first Northwest band, Pigpen, played the same clubs that hosted the likes of Nirvana, Soundgarden, and Alice in Chains. Horvitz doesn't play rock, and he says he doesn't play jazz either, but that hasn't stopped music critics from lumping him into that category.
I always laugh that everybody thinks I'm a jazz musician except all the jazz musicians who say I can't play jazz. I mean, or what I do is not jazz.
What he does, he says, is 2 kinds of music, loud and quiet. Horvitz has composed for wind, brass, and string ensembles. His latest album is based on poems by the late Seattle native Richard Hugo.
You walk these streets laid out by the insane, past hotels that didn't last, bars that did, the tortured try of local drivers to accelerate their lives.
Here's what Horvitz did with Hugo's Degrees of Grey in Phillipsburg. The new album was the jumping-off point for Horvitz's Concerto for Orchestra and Improviser. The Seattle Symphony commissioned the work. Ludovic Morlot is its conductor.
I don't think Wayne is a composer that writes jazz symphonic music. He actually comes to the symphonic medium in a completely different perspective, which is through that improvisation.
The improviser in Concerto for Orchestra and Improviser is the composer's old friend, Bill Frisell. Says Horvitz likes to break down barriers between people and genres.
He's a force breaking those things down and just bringing people together. So music can happen that maybe might not get a chance to happen. People meet each other and come together, and it's amazing.
Frisell points to the Seattle nightclub that Horvitz co-owns, the Royal Room. It's a neighborhood joint that hosts everybody, from rock musicians to Horvitz's big band, the Royal Room Collective. Clarinetist and singer Beth Fleener is part of the collective. Like most of the band members, she's more than 20 years younger than Horvitz.
This is our mentor who has really forged this incredible career over decades of commitment to new music.
At 60, Wayne Horvitz is more active than most people he knows. And while he tries to look ahead to the next project, he hopes he's held on to some of the original voice he sought as a young musician in New York almost 40 years ago.
Mozart wrote all sorts of pieces, but they all have his language. Thelonious Monk, you always see his language. I hope that's true with my music.
Wayne Horvitz went back to New York over Thanksgiving to show his old cronies some of his new work. He says they liked it. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman in Seattle.